We're ready to go. Warsaw and Northridge, week number 9. Last year, the Tigers went up there, week number 9, won by 2 touchdowns. Tonight, it's for the Northern Lakes Conference Championship. Mason Smythe will kick off for the Tigers. And he will be kicking deep to the Raiders. You have Ball on the far side. And you have Chase Clark on the near side. The run up, and we're underway. And it's a bouncing kick, bouncing, taken by Ball at the 7, 10, 15. Oh, he got hit at the 22-yard line and run into the turf here at Fisher Field. Holy mackerel. What a hit. I believe that was Isaac Beam running down the field in kickoff coverage that knocked him down. First down for the Raiders. They will start at their 22-yard line. Actually, I'm looking at where they're going to put the ball down. Looks like they're going to put it down at the 23. We'll give you their starting lineup here in just a minute. It's a one-back formation. That one-back is Miller. He is to the right of Braden Clark. And it'll be a handoff up the middle to Clark, and he'll get a yard, actually give him 2, to the 25-yard line. Second down and 8 coming up for the Raiders. Offensively, Braden Clark is their cornerback. McLean Miller is the running back. They'll go 4 wides pretty much every play with Chase Clark, Judah Hochstetler, Kingsley Ritchie, and Zach Baugh. Second down and 8 from the Raiders. Ball on the far hash mark at their 25. Clark looking left all the way, throws it out to the near side, caught by Hochstetler, makes one man mess, makes another man mess, and he'll drag forward and get to the 35-yard line. He's got a first down. That's a gain of 10 yards on the pitch and catch to the near side, and that's one of Northridge's favorite plays.
Well, they've got a little wind in their face too, and so the horizontal game may be what they do early, Roger.
Wind is howling. This is without question the worst weather we've seen all year. It did rain a little bit here during the Wawasee game, but not that much. First and 10 Northridge from their 35. Again, the handoff to Miller, and he'll get across the 35 out to the 37. Stopped on the play by Beam and Rosas. Second down and 8. When Warsaw's been vulnerable on defense, it's been passes deep over the middle, because their safeties tend to drop deep. And the quick ones out to the side because they tend to play off out on the outsides. Second down and 8 for Northridge. Opening drive of the football game. Clark again back to throw. Again looking left, being pressured. He gets hit and down he goes. He throws the ball at the very last second. And it goes over the head of Ainsley Ritchie. And the Warsaw fans are screaming for intentional grounding, but it did go right over the head of the intended receiver. That's a pretty heady play by Braden Clark. It's third down and 8.
I thought he might be down. It was very close to having his knees on the ground.
The official from his angle probably could not see, because he was behind Beam and Clark was on the other side of him as well. So it's third down and 8. Clark from the pistol, rolling right, looking, stops. Hit as he throws it down the field, got a man open, and he makes the catch. He makes the catch at the 48-yard line. That's an 11-yard gain. And another first down for Northridge, and they convert on third down for the second time in this opening drive.
That was a nice throw against a wind. That was a pretty lengthy throw, Roger.
Yeah, that ball was in the air a long time. With the wind and the rain and Warsaw defenders all around him, he was still able to get it off. We passed the 10-minute mark on this opening quarter. Northridge with the opening drive. They are at their own 48, first down and 10. Braden Clark. Long count, takes a snap, looking left, pump fakes, fires it over the middle, got a man. It is his brother, Chase Clark. And Chase Clark has another first down for Northridge into Tiger territory at the 38-yard line.
Formation recognition is going to be critical for the Tigers all night, whether they're in trips or doubles. When they're in trips like that, our inside linebackers absolutely have to get out a little wider on the snap of the ball.
Well, we wondered if they could throw the ball. So far, they have, just very nicely. Thank you. 3 out of 4 passing so far. First down, Northridge, now in Tiger territory at the 38. Tigers starting to get a little closer at the line of scrimmage there on the outsides. Clark with Miller to his right. will hand it off up the middle. Ran into his own man and will get forward for a yard to the 37-yard line. Jet Woodward, who's been pretty quiet on the defensive side of the ball the last couple weeks, was in to help on that stop. Second down and 9 coming up. But Jet also knows that the Northridge game is pretty special to him because each of his first 2 years of varsity football, he's played really well in this contest. Second down and 9. Ball inside the near hash mark. Northridge headed north here at Fisher Field. Clark leans forward, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, throws it over the middle. He got a man. It is Richie, and Richie is inside the 30, and he's down to the 25-yard line. That's a 12-yard gain on another first down pitch and catch for Northridge. And with 8:32 left in the opening quarter in a scoreless game, the Raiders continue to march.
Their quarterback has a fine arm. He can zip the ball.
He was at Fairfield. He was playing for Matt Thacker. Wanted to be more of a passer than, of course, what Coach Thacker's teaching, which is what Warsaw's running. So he's here. Clark from the 25-yard line will hand off to Miller. Running left. Got hit. Got away. 25. Turns upfield to the 23. Gets knocked down at about the 22-yard line. Three Tigers ended up being in on the tackle, led by Leighton Isbell. Tristan Wilson came up from his safety spot to help. It'll be second down and 7 after a gain of 3. Again, the Tigers giving up only 75 yards of rushing per game, but 145 through the air, because most teams find that that's an easier way to move the ball down the field than trying to run against that Warsaw front 3, which becomes a front 7. Clark signaling out to the right. And he will hand off to Miller. Miller will run it up the middle. He's to the 20-yard line. He's inside the 20 and down to the 16-yard line. He gets 6 yards on that carry. It'll be third down and 1 for the Raiders, who have used up the first 5 minutes of this opening quarter on this opening drive.
This would be a great time, obviously, for somebody up front to make a big play. We're here at this point, we need them to kick.
Clark brings them to the line, play clock at 11. Now they get set at 9. Clark's got Miller to his left this time, which is the wide side of the field. And they're going to pitch it to him to the wide side. He runs right into the Tigers, Cohen Heady, and goes down right at the first down marker. But they're going to mark him short. They're going to mark him short of the first down. Oh, no, they're not. First down. The official came in short of the 15-yard line, but the ball is on the 15. It's another first down for Northridge. They're fifth of this opening possession. 6:08 left in it. And Northridge looking for the opening score of the game. They'll go 2 wide to the right, actually 3 wide to the right with a slot guy on that right side. Miller to the left of Clark. Miller back to throw, looking right, chased out of the pocket, throws it on the run. He's got his man. It's Ainsley Ritchie down near the 10-yard line. They will mark him down at the 10, so that's a gain of 5. The only time he has been unsuccessful passing the football here was the time that Beam got to him and basically had wrestled him to the ground, and he was able to get rid of it before the sack.
Down in the red zone, a whip route like that is a very effective route to run, and they did a nice job with it.
Second down and 5 from the Tiger 10, headed toward the north end of Fisher Field on this rainy Friday night. Miller up the middle, dives forward, gets hit hard by Woodward as he crossed the 10. They'll give him a yard to the 9. It's third down and 4. But the Raiders have completed 2 very successful third down conversions so far on this opening drive.
I believe the ball's on the right hash. It'll be interesting if they decide to throw, if they're going to have him on the move.
Clark is their number one receiver. He's out to the right. Braden Clark behind the center waiting for the snap. And he'll hand off to Miller. He runs right. He's got a first down and more to the goal line. Touchdown. A 9-yard run officially for the Northridge Raiders. McLean Miller with his sixth rushing touchdown of the season, and Northridge is on the board. It's 6-0.
They had an outstanding seal block by the right tackle. It really created a lane there, and the formation allowed the outside linebackers to have to move out wide. So good play call, good setup by Northridge.
Dylan Ritchie now for the point after. Good snap, spot is down, kick is away. Oh, and it clinged off the upright, but it went through. 7-0 Raiders, 4:33 left to play in our opening quarter. We're back in 60 on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman, Will Shepard, Austin Elders here again doing stats for us, and we appreciate him 100%. Steve Scott's back in the station, and we feel the same about him. 7-0 Raiders as Ritchie kicks off. It's high, but it's not overly deep. It's going to be taken by an up man at the 10, 15, 20. This is Wilson. Ooh, and he slipped at the 25-yard line and goes down at the 27. So that's where Warsaw will take over, first down at 10. A long drive for the Raiders. They go 78 yards in 7:27 to start this game.
Well, it was impressive because they did it both throwing and running. It was not one thing. They mixed up their formations, and it was a very impressive drive by the Raiders.
Warsaw comes onto the field for the first time. And the quarterback is, in fact, Quentin Brock. Although you heard Bart Curtis in the pregame show say that number 12 is available and will play at some point. From the 27, ball in the middle of the field. Zollinger up the middle. And flags flew. And I think Northridge jumped off sides. Just based on body language. And the fact that Northridge is backing up. 5-yard penalty against the Raiders. And so that will give Warsaw 5 free yards and move the ball out to the 32. Again, Northridge not penalized a lot. They are 5th in the conference in penalty yards, but 40 yards per game, which isn't really a lot. Last week they had 75 yards in penalties, which is very unusual. From the 32, 1st and 5. Dollinger up the middle, bangs over one man, and gets out to the 35. So he gets 3 yards. Reed came into the game with 705 carries at 1,225 yards with 13 touchdowns. Didn't carry the ball a lot last week, 13 carries for 92 yards, but he had 3 scores in those 13 carries. 4 minutes exactly to play first quarter. Northridge leads Warsaw 7-0. Brock under center, 2nd down and 2. Zollinger again up the middle, dives forward, and he should have the 1st down, and he does. Give him 3 yards, I think. Yeah, 3 yards out to the 38-yard line, and Warsaw has their first down of the game. You know, if Warsaw runs off a 7-minute drive, we'll have 3 possessions here in the first half.
Yeah, it looks like it may be one of those kind of games. I don't know. We'll find out. I know they're trying, Northridge is trying to stop that A-gap.
1st down and 10 Tigers, 38-yard line, down 7-0. Brock under center, option left. Zollinger with a little bit of room, breaks a tackle, 45-50, 45-40, and all the way inside the 40 down to the 38-yard line of Northridge. Zollinger, we've seen him recently kind of shade off to the left at the line of scrimmage. This time he moved to the right, he got outside, and he gets a 1st down for Warsaw at the 38 of the Raiders.
Roger, I'm not sure if that was a veer or if that was just our fullback making a really good read.
From the 38, 1st down. Tigers hurry to the line of scrimmage, but then Northridge jumped off sides again. Travis Hanke from his end position, again flinching across the neutral zone, and that'll move the ball to the 33. 3:08 left to play here in the opening quarter. Northridge with a 7-0 lead. The winner of this game gets at least a share of the NLC. We were already in the safest place in the whole press box, and now we're really safe. Look at this. 3 police officers up here. Option up the middle. Zollinger, big hole, flying through the hole across the 30 to the 25 and down to the 21-yard line. Zollinger with a 12-yard run. 1st down, Tigers. 2:49 left to play here in the opening quarter. Now the Tigers are marching toward the south end looking to tie the game.
I didn't realize it, but Chase Carl is on a different side tonight, and it's making a difference.
First down and 10, Tigers from the 21. Quentin Brock under center. Takes a snap, hands off Salinger up the middle, bounces off of one man, bounces off another. He's got another big run down to the 11-yard line. He's got another first down after a gain of 10 more yards. Salinger pushing his way toward 1,300 yards this season, first down Tigers. On a rainy night, it is a miserable cold night, although at the moment it's not raining as hard as it was earlier. 2:15 left to go in the quarter. Northridge took the opening possession 78 yards into the end zone. Warsaw looking to do a very similar thing. Brock from the near hash mark. Very tight formation. Everybody in close. They run Zollinger up the middle again. Inside the 10, down near the 7-yard line. 4 yards for the senior. Second down and 6 coming up for the Tigers. And Northridge averages giving up 27 points a game in the conference this year. That's good enough for a third. Third against the run, second against the pass, third and total yardage allowed. A minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Quentin Brock, second down and 6 from the 7. Zollinger up the middle, gets spun around at the 7 and goes down at the 5. So give him 2 more yards, and it sets up third down and about 4 for Warsaw.
I believe we want to keep hammering. It's working, and our offensive line's doing a great job firing out.
Third down from the 5. They have get the ball to the 1 to get a first down. Brock up the middle. Zollinger again. He gets hit at the 5 and goes down at the 3. He gets 2 more yards. It's fourth down and 2 for the Tigers from the 3-yard line. 40 seconds left to play in the quarter. Warsaw does have to snap the ball before the end of the period. So they can't wait to figure out what they're going to do. Although Bart Curtis looks like he's going to keep the offense out there. The Warsaw fans that are here enjoying that concept. Brock under center from the 3. Hands off Zollinger, pushes forward. Oh, no, Brock kept it. Quentin kept it, and he did not make it. He got a yard to the 3, and that's all. And Northridge makes a stand with 14 seconds left to play in the quarter, and the Raiders turn the Tigers away.
Well, Warsaw's going to have to do the exact same thing with Northridge's offense. We're going to have to step up and make a play. The Raiders did a great job on that play of making sure they were playing all run 100%. And they had everybody at the line of scrimmage, and they were making sure that the fullback and the quarterback were covered. Now we need to do the same thing on defense.
Well, from this spot on the field, Warsaw needs to somebody from the defense to make a play and turn this thing back around and get Warsaw the ball back. Hopefully Northridge will make a mistake. 14 seconds left to go in the quarter. Raiders with a 7-0 lead and the ball at the 3-yard line. Clark with Miller to his left. Standing in the end zone, we'll hand it off to Miller, and he'll get up the middle across the 5 and out to about the 7. And that'll do it for the first quarter of play. Warsaw trails Northridge 7-0 after 1. We'll start the second quarter after the 60-second timeout on News Now Warsaw.